and welcome to another episode of Relationship Alive. This is your host, Neil Satin. I'm going to make this episode short and sweet. Short, so that you have a chance to go and listen to other episodes you haven't heard yet. I want to make sure you have a chance to catch up, because, of course, there's so much useful information on the prior episodes of the show. And we're on episode 51 today, which means that we're coming upon a year, so almost a full year's worth of episodes, each one of which I hope to have tons and tons of value for you in your quest for an amazing relationship. So short, so that you can check out other things, and sweet because, well, I want to make sure this episode is useful for you too. So I have a very quick and actionable tip for you, but before I give that to you, I want to nudge you a little bit in the direction of checking out the free guide on my website if you haven't done it yet. And partly I'm doing that, I'm bringing it up because it's going to be relevant to what I'm talking about today. But don't worry if you don't have it yet, because what I say today is still going to make sense. But if you haven't gotten it yet, it's really easy to do. You just go to neilsatin.com and click the Send Me the Action Plan button and follow the instructions on screen. Or you can just text the word relationship to the number 33444 and follow those instructions and you will get the guide. One reason that you want to do that is not only because the guide is great and full of really useful information for you, but also because very soon, the beginning of September, my partner, or should I say my fiance, Chloe, and I are going to be offering our first online course on the art of conscious relationship. And we've been developing a curriculum as we've been writing the book that we're writing together. And you've probably heard me talk about that on past episodes. But as we've been working on the book and all of the collective wisdom of all of the people who have been on the podcast, we've wanted to really distill it into an online course that will have a huge impact on you and your relationship. So stay tuned for that. This very first version we're going to offer at a discount, and we'll also offer some discounted rates on coaching with us to help you through the online course. And that's because we want you to be really successful and hopefully have great feedback for us and help shape the course to make sure it's exactly what you need. And the reason that I'm telling you about this is not only so you can start planning and get excited for joining us after Labor Day, but also because the way that you can find out about it is by grabbing the free guide and then you're on my mailing list. And that way, I'll shoot you an email and you'll know exactly the details of what's happening, get the special deal on the course fee. And it's a win-win all around. You get great information in the guide and you get a heads up for when the course is starting. Okay, I did say short and I did say sweet. So I'm well on my way to sweet. I think I told you everything you need to know about the guide and the course. So let's get to even more of the sweetness. One thing that you'll hear people talk about in terms of how to create spark and juice in your relationship is novelty, is changing things up and keeping things exciting. And there are many different ways to approach novelty. Some of them more sustainable than others. Some of them more exciting than others. And I want to go over one of those ways today. And it's not your traditional way of creating variety. If you have the guide, then you know that in it, I identify the six basic human needs that we are all trying to meet in our own lives, and it's what our partners are trying to meet. And if you're in a relationship, that's part of what determines the success of the relationship, is how well you and your partner are meeting each other's needs. Now, that's all explained in the guide, but one of those needs, the most important in some respects, is actually the need to contribute to the world. And the reason why I say it's one of the most important needs is Because if you focus on the need for contribution, then it can lead to all of your other needs being met. It's pretty spectacular in that way. It's like the wonder need or something like that. And the reason why I'm bringing it up is because it is also potentially a source for amazing variety and novelty in your relationship to keep things juicy and exciting. Now, here's why. Because what I want to encourage you to do, if you're in a relationship, is to get in a conversation with your partner about how together you can contribute to the world. And you may already be contributing through something that you're doing on your own. You may be contributing together in some way. If you have kids, you're definitely contributing to the world through your attentive and attuned parenting. But I want to encourage the two of you to get creative with each other. Way back in episode 15 of the Relationship Alive podcast, I spoke with Gay Hendricks. And according to Gay Hendricks and his wife, Katie, who are the authors of the book Conscious Loving, as well as Conscious Loving Ever After, one of the keys to having a successful, thriving, long-term relationship is the degree to which you and your partner are engaging your own creativity, and if you can engage your creativity together, it creates all this magic. And one of the reasons why being creative together is so magical is because it keeps things novel and different. Because when you're creating, you are whipping things up out of the ether, out of the raw ingredients of your experience and your inspiration. So how can you and your partner do creative work together? You could just look at that question and think about, well, what do we each do and how can we creatively combine that into something that we do that's exciting and creative? But the reason that I bring up contribution is because it helps you focus a lens on how you look at your creativity. So it's not just how can we be creative together, but it's how can we be creative in a way that is contributing to the world around us? Which isn't to say that if you have other ideas that aren't about contribution, but that are really fun and creative, well, you should do those too. But let contribution at least be part of the conversation. It might help depersonalize it a little bit, and it also might help you think about how you fit in to your world together and the world at large and see potentials for what you're capable of that you don't even necessarily see if you just ask the question of how do I contribute to the world or how can we be creative together? But together, how can we creatively contribute to the world around us? See what that sparks. Because at the heart of what I'm doing here and what Chloe and I are trying to do is that notion of how we're contributing. And it creates this magic. And on top of the magic of variety and inspiration comes all the other human needs that fall underneath contribution in that hierarchy. So you feel more certain about your place in the world. You feel more significant. You feel more variety. You feel more connected to yourself, to your partner, to others. And doubtlessly, you will be headed down a path of growth as you not only figure out what you're going to do, but then figure out how to actually make it possible. So that's it. I hope this little encouragement, this little nudge is inspiring for you. And I look forward to hearing about your own inspirations. And if you talk with your partner about it, your inspirations together, please drop me a line. My email is Neilius, N-E-I-L-I-U-S, at neilsatin.com. And as I mentioned, you can pick up the full guide by visiting neilsatin.com and clicking the Send Me the Action Plan button or texting the word relationship to the number 33444. Thank you so much for tuning in this week, and I look forward to being with you next week with, who's it going to be next week? Oh yeah, next week it's going to be Tony Herbine Blank, who is the person who has taken internal family systems, so that's Dick Schwartz's work, and we spoke with Dick back in episode 26, I believe, and if you've listened to that episode and the episode since, you know I'm really into how to incorporate all the parts within us in how we interact with our partners and how we get to know ourselves and how we get to know each other. But anyway, Tony is one of the leaders in taking that work and using it with couples. So she blends internal family systems and all that multiplicity within us. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, go back and check out episode 26. And combining that with attachment theory and state-of-the-art couples therapy. And it's going to be a really amazing conversation next week. So stay tuned. And in the meantime, I hope you're doing well. And I look forward to hearing from you. Take care.